Day 360 or December the 26th. But what if... Our thoughts today are from Revelation chapter 4, verse 2. At once I was in the Spirit, and there before me was a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it. And now the big picture surrounding this verse. John shares his vision of the throne of God and the seals of judgment. It's hard to imagine exactly what John saw, but we can be certain that it impacted him enormously, just as the idea of judgment before the throne of God is an awesome thought that most people don't want to think about, as it requires a response. And now our action step for today. I'm sure we've all heard jokes about heaven and what will happen when we're stood at its entrance, waiting to be admitted as soon as St. Peter gives the go-ahead. This humour saves us from considering, even for a second, what we will do if it actually happens. People are like that. Make jokes about it, then it won't happen. But it will. Of course, the apocalyptic language that John uses may not be the way we will see it, but Jesus confirmed on several occasions that at the end of times, a judgment will take place and God will be the judge. When it comes to your turn, what will you say to the question, "Why should I let you in?" Any other answer than, "Because Jesus is my Saviour," won't work. Of course, the cynic might say, "It won't happen, so why worry?" Which is a bit like those bus posters a few years ago which said, "There's probably no God, so now stop worrying and enjoy your life." However, if there is no God, then I am worried, because we are answerable to no one, and anyone can do exactly what they wish, whether it's good or bad. I really don't want to live in a world like that, do you? Even the infamous Richard Dawkins said, "I can't be sure God does not exist." So maybe he does, and the millions of people who have trusted in him over the centuries weren't all mad after all. Day 21 in this audiobook may help you crystallize your thoughts a little more.